Blue Jays just continue to absolutely demolish the Yankees,
just in
man.
Every way possible right now.
Wow, it is crazy. I know there's a lot of happy Braves fans right now that are listening going, good. Mets are out. Phillies are getting smacked around. Yankees are getting smacked around. So if the Braves didn't make the postseason, I guess that's about as
we will good wallow. As, yeah. No, we will celebrate in the misery of the others.
Yeah, hold my beer.
No wallowing here.
No, hold my beer. Yankees and your $370 million payroll. Mets and your $850 bajillion payroll. Yeah,
paying those guys all that money.
Phillies, you know that Schwarber, Harper, and Trey Turner are hitting a combined like 100 in the series right now versus the Dodgers. Not that the Braves have any love for the Dodgers, but it's kind of like the best of the evils.
No, we'll just have the Dodgers losing the World Series and it makes everything okay.
Well, the way the Blue Jays are playing right now, I don't know if anybody's beating that team. Raheem Morris, though, getting back to local matters here, did speak today. I thought he had a really wide-ranging press conference, not only about the bye week, but the future and the current state of the Falcons. Some good stuff from him. He started off by saying, we're in the process of forming our identity of this team.
You know, our guys are still forming it. I think you don't have to form the identity throughout the season. I think that thing just earned on tape. And I think the guys are going out there and doing it. You know, the last game was a great example of what it could look like consistently. You know, obviously the game before that was not it. You know, those other two highly competitive games you felt really good about. And we've got to get that one blemish off our record that's really killing it. You know, obviously you want to win them all. That's not the reality of our game, but we're really competitive in three of them. And one of them we were not.
Yeah, and you just try to look at the Panthers game, and the word we used at the time was flush it, and I think they did just that, getting the good win before the bye week, and now it's just about making sure you maximize the rest of the season. It's going to be a long season ahead. You got a big test coming to town on Monday night, and we'll see what this team is made of. This clip I can't play enough. We'll play it one more time. The identity of this team is to run the ball. Thank you, Ra. Thank you.
I think we're a running football team that's able to go out there and run it on just about anybody when you want to run it with the two guys that we do have. I think those guys are doing a great job. I think our up front is having the ability to be able to run the football. We got to find ways to score more touchdowns and do different things like that on offense. I think on defense, we're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're a good tackling football team. They're competitive, which I love. And I think on special teams, I think we got some guys to go out there and just want to play. I think I got high character. They're ready to go out there and make a play for us at any moment.
Yeah, and we've been talking about the offense so much all night. He mentioned the defense there. Ra also talked about why the defense has been so much better this season.
You got to give a lot of credit to the defense, the guys, the attitude. You got to give a lot of credit to the coaching. You got to give a lot of credit to the direction. You got to give a lot of credit to really some of our offense, maintaining the possession as much as they had the ball with the field position, as much as they maintained the ball with the time of possession. All of those things come into a play when it comes to those things. And, like, if you can play, the old cliche, you can play, football together, you got a better chance. It's great. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah, and you got to give a big shout-out again, Xavier Watts, defensive rookie of the month. You got Billy Bowman making big plays, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker. Everything that we wanted these young rooks on defense to go out and do, they've been doing it so far, and it's been a major reason why the defensive impact has been to the tune of, Oren, one of the best units in the league. What? Excuse me? I didn't have that on my bingo card. Did you? No. Don't tell me you did, because you'd be a liar. You would be a liar. I'm telling you right now. Nobody had that. Hopefully they can keep it up. That's all we can ask for. Again, no big of a test as Buffalo coming to town on Monday. Next up from Ra, he was talking about Michael Penix Jr. and how he was able to bounce back.
I've been really comfortable with Mike for a long time, I'll just talk about the latest thing he did, and it was last week in his response when he came back after a bad game. That is the telltale sign for quarterbacks, how you respond after it doesn't go your way. It's not absolutely what you wanted to look like in the game, and you have to respond and play better. And you got to play better around them, but how do you respond? And I love this practice response. I love this verbal response to his team. I loved his response in the game, and I loved his response after of knowing it's a process. And I love how he reacted to the criticism. I loved how he reacted to everything. Like, we talked about it last week. I said, they said, the pistol thing and the stats and this and that. And it was like, you got to play. And we got the stones rightfully, and he handled it the right way, and I was proud of him.
Yeah, and the thing about this game coming up on Monday is don't try to do too much. Let the running game, as we've been talking about, dictate the tempo and dictate the pace of the game. Because if you get into a shootout with Josh Allen, he's the MVP. So I'm not saying Penix can't, or not even that I don't like him in that situation, but Josh Allen is the MVP of the league for a reason, and it's not a situation where you want to start going tit for tat with him. You want to let the running game, which is your bread and butter, dictate the pace of play and dictate everything that you need to do to control the tempo, control the line of scrimmage, and win this game. Also talking about Michael Penix Jr., Raheem Morris says that the young QB doesn't require any special conversations. He just goes out there and he's ready to play.
Mike's kind of even keel. Like, it's like you're almost forcing extra conversation if you're doing that with Mike. I think Mike's kind of one of those guys that has his process. You know, he's very inquisitive. If he has a question, he'll come ask. If he needs anything, he'll ask. That's very rare. He trusts himself. He trusts in his abilities. He trusts his coaches, and he lets it go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the guy that we've seen so far, right? I mean, the one blemish is in the Carolina game. You saw him sort of get down and you get down on himself, but that's understandable. Again, he was a guy making his, whatever it was, seventh start at the time in the NFL. It's okay if he shows a little frustration and a little emotion. That just means that, you know, he cares and that he wants to do well and that he wants to have the right process and be the guy that we all think that he can be. I got nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not Tom Brady in year 15 having a bad game. He's essentially, again, a rookie. And that's just the way that he needs to approach it. And I think that's a really good job out of Raheem explaining that about the young QB. We talked about this earlier. Xavier Watts, NFC Defensive Rook of the Month. Awesome stuff. Here was Ra.
Yeah, I was kind of messing with him. I said if he'd had two more picks in the first game of the season, he might have been Defensive Player of the Week, not just rookie or month. He's doing well, and we talked about how they've helped and how they've been able to, quickly affect us and be able to play. But he's doing a wonderful job. I think he's taking the coaching. I think he's the skill sets and everything that our scouting department and our coaches all helped to go find, and bringing that kind of talent to what we want to do is always something that you love. And we're fired up to watch him go out there and have a bunch of success.
Yeah, it's not just him. It's everybody. It's Billy Bowman. It's Xavier Watts, it's Jalen Walker, it's James Pierce Jr. All the rookies that we needed to contribute on offense are doing exactly that. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. Raheem Morris spoke for the first time since the bye week. We're letting you hear what he had to say. Next up, how to rush Josh Allen and try to get him uncomfortable.
You know, well, this week's unique, right? You got a guy back there that we just mentioned that is unique in itself. So when you do pressure, you like to get him on the ground. You know, if you don't, he can make you pay in the worst way. So, like, you just want to focus on making sure that we are in the right rush lanes and doing the right things in order not to allow him out the pocket to be able to crease you and run the football, right? We had Baker get us, I think, three times in the first game. Mariota got out once or twice. And these guys are getting more and more athletic. So you just got to make sure you focus on how you use your rush lanes, how to utilize some of those things, whether you're a blitzer or whether you're just part of the four-man rush, whatever the case may be. So, like, the discipline, the vision and violence that you need to rush with has to be sure we always keep that on the uptick.
Yeah, and then he went on to say about Josh Allen and the passing threat. We all know he's as gifted of a thrower with the ball as anybody in the league. And he and Michael Penix Jr., again, that's why I keep saying you don't want to get into a shootout, because Penix can keep up. But again, Josh Allen is the league MVP, and Penix is rivaling him in terms of one of the strongest arms in the NFL. But Josh Allen has the experience on his side right now, and Raheem Morris talked about it.
He can throw the ball anywhere. You know, I remember he hit us with a post ball moving up in the pocket that he absolutely threw a dime on. And watch him. He caught us in a defense, and they had two verticals down, and he's able to manipulate the rush and be able to absolutely keep all his power and throw off balance and off platform throws just about anywhere in the field. And he can throw the ball on time. He can throw it off schedule. It doesn't matter, and he's fearless. And that's what you want in your quarterback. You know, he's something that you look at, and you look at Mike and go study some of the things that he's able to do and watch some of those things, how he's able to get the ball down the field. But he's amazing. He's a good player.
Yeah, and listen, it's not an impossible task. We talked with Christopher Price from the Boston Globe and the Believe Network NFL Insider about what the Patriots were able to do last weekend to slow down Josh Allen and the offense and how they were able to take advantage of it and make him look human and make him look normal. What about scouting him? Raheem Morris went into some further detail about how to slow down QB1 for the Bills and what that requires.
Yeah, a lot of people, including this building, they talk about playing the second play, you know, and you got to be able to play the second play. Like when it starts right away, once he starts moving around, his head doesn't go down and look to run right away. His head is always down the field, ready to throw. He put a great one on tape the other night. I know you guys were watching as he's able to step up in the pocket and absolutely rip a dime. That's what he does. So you got to cover longer than you normally would when you play a guy like that. You know, he's not the first person to present that challenge in his league. And I can remember with Cam Newton when he first got in the league and how dangerous he was. And now you're seeing it at a even higher levels with all of these guys. So, like, you know, they all present that challenge. Last night, Patrick showed it. All these guys show it, you know, and he's one of the best doing it.
Yeah, he is. But you also have one of the best defenses going right now. So you got to be able to go best on best there, as they like to say, and show that you're able to make the adjustments necessary, come up with a good game plan this week, and be ready to attack, just like New England was last weekend. New England's an ascending team. I think the Falcons are better than the Patriots right now. So definitely, if the Patriots can do that, why can't the Falcons? That's what I'm talking about. 404-726-0929. One more before we get out of here, then we'll let you hear from Will McFadden, senior writer and reporter of AtlantaFalcons.com, and then a producer six-pack to close out this Tuesday show of Chris Thomas tonight. Here's Ra talking about how special it is to play on Monday Night Football at home.
I think it's awesome for the city to get it just because the city deserves it. Our fan base deserves it. You guys be able to get out there and be able to get those things. But, like, I love it for the young team to be able to go out there and put those guys in those great spotlights to let them know, man, these games are all huge. They're all big. They're all unique. And, like, I love our response and how we're able to go out. I love how we practice. I love how we play. And I really love it for our organization more than anything, just to be able to get that game that means a lot for the week and for everybody else when they're watching. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's going to be a showcase to the world, to the nation. How close is this Atlanta Falcons football team? How close are they to be able to put up or shut up with perhaps the prohibitive Super Bowl favorite right now with the way that the Eagles lost? I don't know. We'll have to see. Are they up for the challenge? I think they are. But they certainly have to do everything and more than what Raheem Morris just talked about as he spoke to the media today. And good stuff there from Coach. I thought he was honest, transparent, as always. And he's going to do the best to make sure that his squad is ready to go on Monday night. What about the injuries? What about A.J. Terrell? What about Darnell Mooney? What about getting Kyle Pitts more involved in the offense? We break everything down with Will McFadden, senior writer and editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. Excited to bring you that conversation next. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle till 10 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.